Winnipeg is in the grip of hockey fever. True North Sports and Entertainment is holding a news conference right now at the MTS Center, where it's expected to announce it is buying the Atlanta Thrashers and moving the team to Winnipeg. We will have more, including the mayor of Winnipeg's reaction in 91X Sports. Central Hastings OPP have been out patrolling the Marlbank Road area in Tweed, targeting aggressive driving, seatbelts, and alcohol-related offenses. This coming after 21-year-old Christopher Thurston was killed when his vehicle crashed on the road over the weekend. A ride program yesterday afternoon at the intersection of Marlbank Road and Highway 37 resulted in several different charges. A 39-year-old Thomasburg man was charged when his two passengers under the age of 16 weren't wearing seatbelts. And a 37-year-old Belleville woman was charged for driving while using her handheld device. Two speeding charges were also handed out. An Oshawa teen was airlifted to Peterborough Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries yesterday after crashing his dirt bike in Marmara. Central Hastings OPP responded to a private property south of Highway 7 shortly before noon yesterday. The 14-year-old male crashed while hitting a jump and suffered a serious leg injury. The Bay of Quinte Golf and Country Club hosts the On Air for Healthcare Radiothon tomorrow. Quinte Region radio stations will be on location as Quinte Region hospital patients tell their stories. Pledges made will support medical equipment needs at Belleville, Picton, and Trenton hospitals. Executive Director Wendy Warner says anyone can help.
Everyone can participate in this event. Everything from a car wash, a lemonade stand, anyone can participate. So certainly we don't want anyone to feel that they can't have a hand in how the healthcare operates in their community.
The 91X crew will be live on location for the all-day event starting at 6 a.m. and running till 8 p.m., so make sure you keep in 91X locked in all day tomorrow for this great cause. A hand-painted mural of the 156 members of the Canadian Forces who've lost their lives as part of the mission to Afghanistan will start a journey across the country today. The portraits of honor created by artist Dave Sofa will be unveiled at CFB Trenton.
Our goal is to provide Canadians from coast to coast with an opportunity to remember, honor, and celebrate these brave men and women that proudly wear the uniform of the Canadian Forces.
Public viewing runs from 11:30 a.m. till 6 p.m. outside in front of the National Air Force Museum of Canada. The viewing will be suspended during Bombardier Manning's ramp ceremony. Activities are returning to normal at the hospital in New Glasgow, Nova Scotia today as police begin their investigation into a bomb threat that forced the evacuation of the entire building. All staff and 93 patients, some gravely ill, were moved out of the facility last night. Constable Ken McDonald of the New Glasgow Police says their major crime unit is following up.
One of the things that we find, this is a very serious criminal offense, simply because it does put the lives in danger. Both the patients and staff, even though it's a hoax, the amount of resources and the relocation still puts people at risk.
Most patients who had been transferred to a local senior's residence and nearby hospitals are back at the hospital, with the exception of four intensive care cases. A report on suicide in the military comes just days after what appears to have been the fourth suicide by a Canadian soldier in Afghanistan. Statistics Canada studied more than 188,000 military personnel and found the military's overall suicide rate is no higher than that of the general population. But it did find that among those released from the military between 1972 and 2006, men aged 16 to 24 were more than twice as likely to kill themselves as the general male population. 3,500 construction workers are heading back to their jobs at one of Alberta's major oil sands projects. Work at Imperial Oil's Curl project north of Fort McMurray was halted yesterday because of smoke from a 2,800 square kilometer forest fire burning only 8 kilometers away. Imperial says smoke levels are now within provincial occupational health and safety guidelines, but an evacuation plan remains in place in case the fire threatens the site. The first European E. coli death outside of northern Germany has been reported. Tom Rivers explains.
The mysterious bacterial outbreak linked to tainted vegetables has claimed the life of a woman in her 50s in southwestern Sweden. She was admitted to a local hospital over the weekend after a recent trip to Germany. It's believed 14 have now died in Germany from the deadly E. coli strain found in cucumbers imported from Spain, though the exact source remains unknown. Tom Rivers, ABC News.
Sick of the cool spring weather that has dominated the country? Well, the Weather Network says Mother Nature is about to cut us a break. Weather Network Forecast Operations Manager Chris Scott says the chilly spring temperatures are expected to rise for the summer months.
the national funk that we've had this spring and the weather is going to be over this summer. We do think that we've got some better weather on the way for most of the nation. In terms of temperatures across Canada, most of the major cities should average out to be close to normal.
Scott says the rainy weather isn't done yet, since storm systems are expected to lead to higher than average precipitation in June. He says conditions will dry up for July and August. That's 91X News. Sports is next.
Discover Amain Affair, a relaxing professional hair salon experience. Whether you're a classic, trendy, or something in between, the stylist at Amain Affair will work with you and your desires to create the beautiful mane you deserve. For a style that suits you and your hairstyle dreams, go to Amain Affair. Check out their photo album at amainaffair.ca. That's AmainAffair.ca. Call 962-2159 at 59 Pinnacle Street South, just below Dundas Street in Belleville.
At Amain Affair, your hair is our passion.
Good afternoon, I'm Mark Venema with 91X Sports. The wait is over for Winnipeg hockey fans. True North Sports and Entertainment is currently having a news conference to make a, quote, significant community announcement. True North has been in talks with the owners of the Atlanta Thrashers to buy the team and move it north. Winnipeg Mayor Sam Cate says it's been a long wait for the NHL's return to the Manitoba capital.
You know, 15 years ago, someone stuck their fist through your ribs, pulled out your heart, and now guess what? NHL, it appears, is coming back to Winnipeg. And that feeling and how you feel about your city, and when you travel, that's the first thing people will say. Yep. Winnipeg, that's where you've got hockey.
Winnipeg has been without NHL hockey since the Jets moved to Phoenix in 1996. The Toronto Blue Jays try to win a fifth straight tonight against the Cleveland Indians. Jays starter Brandon Morrow goes for his third win of the season while the Indians counter with Mitch Talbot. Toronto blew out Cleveland 11-1 in the series opener last night. The Miami Heat play host to the Dallas Mavericks tonight in Game 1 of the NBA Finals. Heat forward LeBron James spoke about playing in the NBA Finals for the second time in his career.
I had a lot of visions of being in this moment, and now it's hit me. Being on that floor, seeing the championship logos and everything, the finals logos, I'm very excited. Got an opportunity to see the trophy yesterday, take pictures with it. Hopefully we can bring it home.
Residents of St. John, New Brunswick are expected to turn out in droves today for a noontime parade and rally to celebrate the city's Memorial Cup champion hockey team. The Sea Dogs returned home yesterday after Sunday's 3-1 win over the St. Michael Majors in Mississauga that gave them the championship. It's the first team from the Maritimes to ever win the top prize in major junior hockey. The Stanley Cup final between the Boston Bruins and Vancouver Canucks kicks off tomorrow in Vancouver. Canucks goalie Roberto Luongo says his adrenaline is pumping in anticipation of Game 1.
Right now it's just pure excitement. I think I've been waiting a long time to be in a situation like this and to have this opportunity. So I'm just excited and having fun right now and just looking forward to getting the series underway.
The Canucks have never won a Stanley Cup despite pushing the New York Rangers to seven games in 1994. Jim Tressel is out as Ohio State football coach. He stepped down after being caught in the middle of an NCAA investigation regarding violations in the program. Tressel leaves with a 106-22 record in 10 years and one national title in the 2002 season. Send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports 91x weather. Today, high 30, except 21 near Lake Ontario. UV index 9 or very high. Tonight, clear this evening, then cloudy periods with 30% chance of showers late this evening and overnight, and a risk of a thunderstorm late this evening and overnight, low 19. Tomorrow, sunny, reaching a high of 23. Thursday, sunny with a high of 20. And Friday, sunny with a high of 22. At 12:11, it's 25 degrees. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Mark Venema.